Psalms week 4, day 5, victory over temptation and the Lord's glorification. Psalm 91. He who sits in the hiding place of the Most High, in the shadow of Shaddai, shall pass the night. We read about Shaddai. Properly, Shaddai means the tempter, and following temptations, the one who does good. So he who sits in the hiding place of the Most High, in the shadow of Shaddai, shall pass the night. I will say to Yehovah, my protection and my bulwark, my God, I will trust in him. For he will rescue thee from the trap of the fowler, from the pestilence of calamities. With his pinions he will shelter thee, and thou shalt have confidence under his wings. His truth is a buckler and a targ. Targ is a round shield. Thou shalt not have fear from the dread of night, from the arrow that flies by day, from the pestilence that walks in thick darkness, from the destruction devastating at noon. A thousand shall fall from thy right side, and a myriad from thy right hand. To thee it shall not approach. Only with thine eyes shalt thou look and see the repayment of the wicked. For thou, O Yehovah, art my protection. The Most High thou hast set as thine abode. Evil shall not occur for thee, neither shall a plague come near thy tent. For he will command his angels as to thee to keep thee in all thy ways. Upon their palms they shall bear thee up, lest thou strike thy foot on a stone. On the lion and the adder thou shalt tread, thou shalt trample the young lion and the dragon. For he delights in me, and I will deliver him. I will set him on high, for he has known my name. He shall call me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in adversity. I will set him free and honor him. With length of days will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. So, in the summary of the spiritual sense, the overall topics of this psalm are the glorification of the human of the Lord, or its union with the divine, the Lord's victory over temptations, over the hells in temptation, and a new church in place of the former, and a new church together with a new heaven. And so then it says, a song in praise of the Father by the Lord, who is to be made one with him. Thus there will be protection from every attack. Thus there will be no uprising of the hells, not even against the church. And thus heaven will serve him. There will be no fear from the hells when the divine has been made one with the human. Explaining the words, his truth is a buckler and a targ. That a shield means protection against evils and falsities, which is trusted in, is evident without explanation. For from common usage, the expression has become familiar that Yehovah is a shield and a buckler. But what is specifically signified by a shield may be seen from the word, in that as regards the Lord, it signifies protection, and as regards man, it signifies trust in the Lord's protection. The reason why a shield in relation to the Lord signifies protection against evils and falsities, and in relation to man, trust in the Lord, is that it was a protection to the breast, and by the breast, good and truth are signified. Good, because the heart is there, and truth, because the lungs are there. Thou shalt not have fear. The dread of night is the falsities of evil which are from hell. The arrow that flies by day, the falsity which is openly taught. The death that wastes at noonday is the evil which is openly lived in, by which truth is destroyed, where it can be in its light from the word. Questions and comments. Number one, trust in the Lord seems to be a central message in this psalm. How can this psalm help us to better trust in the Lord? Number two, what does it mean not to fear the arrow that flies by day, the falsity which is openly taught, and the death that wastes at noonday, the evil which is openly lived? If we are not afraid of these things, how does that change how we live? Question three. Verses 13 to 16 are about having no fear from the hells when the divine has been made one with the human. This underscores the importance of knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as the one and only God of heaven and earth.